Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 10, titled Recognizing God's Voice. Hey, you guys, this is Kelsey Millay, and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. Today's topic is a big one. I think this topic is what most people are hesitant about when trying to start a conversation with God. A few questions that you may have already asked yourself at one point. Do we really know and believe that God can speak to us? How do we recognize God's voice? How do we know that God is speaking to us and it's not just my own thoughts in my head? I'm going to be going through my perspective and thoughts on these questions between today and tomorrow's episode, and I hope you will feel a lot more confident in moving forward with how to hear him in your everyday life after these two episodes. I also want to be completely transparent with you that this specific topic and episode has been extremely hard for me to put my thoughts into words, and I have worked on it and set it aside for a few days and worked on it and deleted things and started over, and eventually it sat for weeks being unwritten because I knew I just had to wait for the perfect inspiration to come, and it eventually did. First, with this scripture in John chapter 10, verse 27, which says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I love when I feel like scriptures are so straightforward and to the point, and I feel like this tiny little scripture, we can learn so much. First, we learn that God does in fact have a voice, and that his sheep can, in fact, hear it. I really believe this is crucial to knowing and believing when we are trying to hear him in our everyday life. We have to actually believe that he can speak to us. And from the scripture, we know that he can. My sheep hear my voice. And then the next part says, and I know them. To help illustrate this, and I know them portion, I want to remind you, I am a mom of four kids and have one on the way. They are all 8 and under, so I still have a lot of parenting years and experiences left in me. But just in these last 8 years, there is one thing that I have learned like the back of my hand, and that is that every single one of my kids are unique to themselves. They have different wants and needs, and they express their emotions differently, handle situations differently. They each come packaged with their own personalities. When parenting four kids that have so many differences, it has made me have to stop and to learn the best way to communicate with each one of them. When my oldest son gets in trouble, he has to voice his mind. He has to know that he has been heard before I can say anything on my end. He needs to feel fairness in every situation. So I make sure to talk to him a lot about how things aren't always fair, and when it applies, I explain the situation in a very black and white, right and wrong sort of way, because this is what in his mind makes the most sense. Now, one of my other sons isn't near as worried about fairness, and if he is in trouble, he really just wants to know that he is still loved, and usually all he really needs is a great big hug and an I love you, and whatever the situation was doesn't really matter anymore. Then there is my daughter. When she gets in trouble, she is silent. I can say whatever I want to her, and most of the time she just stares at me. Just stares at me, and then will take herself out of the situation and walk away. It's pretty hard to have a conversation with her because she literally just stares. Our conversation usually doesn't happen until later, when she then comes and approaches me and is ready to talk. Now, these are all situations of how my kids respond in a negative environment, but I could have easily explained differences for each of them in a positive environment as well. And I'm sure you guys can relate to these different personality traits and to people in your own life that you have to come to these conversations and have communication with different personalities in different ways. It is so much easier for me to understand God when I think about Him as an actual Father and us as His actual children, which sounds silly because we obviously are His literal children, but I love putting Him in this very realistic perspective of being a parent, and I know that His relationship with us can emulate similar relationships that we have here on earth. And I think He does the same thing with us as I do with my children, and maybe you do with yours, which is observing and learning about each one of us enough to know how we need to be communicated to. Some of us need it shouted at us multiple times. Maybe others of us resonate through action, like a hug, or music, or close friends. My point is that I truly believe that God knows us, just like it says in John 10:27. And I know them. And because He knows us, He will communicate with us in the perfect way for us individually, whatever that may look like. Now, we need to in turn trust Him that He is going to speak to us in a way that we will be able to hear Him. And then, like the end of that scripture in John says, and they follow me, which teaches us that we can hear His voice clear enough to then be able to know how to follow Him. We are not going to be left guessing what He is saying. We do not have to guess how to follow Him. We are given the promise and capability that if we turn to Him and hear Him, we truly can be led. So hopefully that scripture gives you a little bit more confidence in knowing that we truly can hear God, which really is the first step. Now that we know that we can hear His voice, how do we recognize it? That is the next big question, right? Again, I love to relate this to earthly relationships we have now. How do you recognize your best friend's voice? The most obvious answer would be because you hear it often. You hear it enough that you don't have to question whose voice it is when you do hear it. You probably know a lot of the time what your best friend is going to say or how she or he is going to respond. And this comes from having an active relationship with that person. So how do we come to have an active relationship with God? One that we are so familiar with His voice and His words that we can recognize Him instantly. I think a great place to start is the scriptures. Diving into His word, seeing how He spoke and how He showed up in different instances. By reading about Him, we will learn more about Him and His voice. Along with more intentional scripture study, I believe doing anything we can in our day to have the Holy Ghost as our companion will also strengthen our relationship in knowing God more intimately. When you read the scriptures, you are exercising faith, which prepares your heart and mind to hear the stillness, and the small voice of the Spirit. Elder David A. Bednar taught, "Everything the Savior's gospel teaches us to do and become is intended to bless us with the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Consider the reasons we pray and study the scriptures. Yes, we yearn to communicate in prayer with Heavenly Father in the name of His Son, and yes, we desire to obtain the light and knowledge available in the standard works. But please remember that these holy habits primarily are ways whereby we always remember Heavenly Father and His beloved Son and are prerequisites to the ongoing companionship of the Holy Ghost." Russell M. Nelson said, "In coming days, it will not be possible to survive spiritually without the guiding, directing, comforting, and constant influence of the Holy Ghost. My beloved brothers and sisters, I plead with you to increase your spiritual capacity to receive revelation. Choose to do the spiritual work required to enjoy the gift of the Holy Ghost and hear the voice of the Spirit more frequently and more clearly." From these references, my takeaway is that as we live in a way that we are worthy of the companionship of the Holy Ghost, we will be blessed with receiving and hearing God's voice through the Spirit into our minds and into our hearts. By living in a way that we can have the Holy Ghost with us more frequently, we will in turn know God and be able to recognize His voice. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we will be diving into knowing when we are hearing our own voice in our head versus God's voice. But before we hop off today, if you have enjoyed today's podcast, I would encourage you to share it with a friend or take a second to leave a review. Both of these things help the podcast in so many ways, especially when it comes to having others be able to find and listen to it. I truly appreciate you guys spending your mornings with me, and I want to leave you with today's thought. What changes do I need to make in my day in order to have the companionship of the Holy Ghost more? Now would be the perfect time to pull out your Hear Him journal and continue in more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God. I love you guys.